The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
It's not just about good health, it's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com. If they are giving you facts, statistics that are clearly one-sided, then you know it's being political. Mm-hmm. We lay out stuff. In fact, I take challenges. I have challenged people who are absolutely opposed to my ideas to come on and we'll discuss it. We can debate this stuff. Challenge me with a fact I'm missing, because very few people, very few politicians especially, celebrities, liberals in general, are willing to have their ideas, the things they tweet and post, challenged. They're unwilling to do it. Those statistics are very misleading. Most of the statistics you see about gun crime, for example, one of the obvious ones is, well, there's so much gun violence in America, more people murdered in America by guns than any place in the world. You know, they got rid of guns in this country and that country, and look, no more gun violence. Well, that's not true. There still is gun violence because the criminals still have them. And number two, even if gun violence drops in those countries because there are fewer guns, have you checked knife violence, car violence, explosive device violence,
blunt
wooden
object
club,
violence.
Right, heavy blunt object violence? It all goes up. Britain is a perfect example of that. It's almost directly proportional. The amount of gun crime that has gone down in Britain and the UK in general, you have seen an increase of knife violence. Have you seen the knife drop boxes around the UK? Have you seen those?
Knife drop boxes? No, what is
that? Do a Google search for it. Knife drop box, some combination of those words, UK.
UK knife.
You know how we have gun buyback programs here? Where you can buy back guns, certain communities will say, give your guns, whatever. In Britain, they have something like that, but they're like the old blue mailboxes you'd see at the street corner, you know, where you could drop mail, so
there's
they're like
actually
fortified.
A website says, surrender your knife.
This is it.
.co.uk.
Yes, they have.
Save a life, surrender your knife.
Yes, they have knife buyback programs, essentially, in the UK. This is what they have for knives. Because what they'll do is they'll just, and if they were to ever get rid of all knives, then they'll go, we need golf club buyback programs because people are bludgeoning each other with golf clubs now. So they have these like buyback programs, and they have like these boxes that are like mailboxes where you can just go and drop the knives in.
No questions asked.
And nobody can get to them then, right.
Many lives are affected as a result of knife crime in the UK each year. In an attempt to raise awareness of the devastating impact of knife crime and to reduce the number of families affected, we're campaigning for as many knives to be surrendered as possible. Knife bins will be located in cities around the UK. The
there
British
it is.
Ironworks Center will be touring the country, speaking to young people and collecting knives from the streets. Wow.
Most people have no idea. That's
no
just
clue.
Common
I really
life
didn't
over
know
there.
That.
Right. The bottom line is, it's not the weapon, whether it's a knife, a gun, a heavy blunt object, or anything else that kills people. It is people who kill people because people are drawn to kill people. There are many factors that go into. There are crimes of passion. Most murders in America and around the world, outside of governments or dictators who murder people or wars, most murders are crimes of passion. They're one-offs. It happens once. I'm not justifying it. It's not, premeditated, crazy, long-term, mumbling at yourself on the subway crazy. It is you're drawn because of hatred or something to murder somebody that you know, an ex or somebody that has challenged you as
crime
far as that
passion.
Goes. Crime of passion, if you will. That's the truth. The second is also a crazy factor, like this guy in Vegas. There is some element of crazy if you can do that. There are often other circumstances or mitigating circumstances, but there is an element of crazy. Economics play into this as well. You solve those things and you will get violence to go down, but you will never get rid of violence completely. We have it within us to be violent. You can do your best to take care of those other things and keep it down. But just getting rid of an object of violence or an object that can be used for violence is not the solution.
And whenever these mass shootings happen, it's this huge, I mean, obviously it's an emotional thing.
Absolutely.
But they automatically go towards the wrong fix. It's like a Band-Aid. Okay, there's a mass shooting. We need to abolish all guns. Why don't we find out why these what is happening to people that they want to go
What's triggering them? What's inside? What's making you?
Deflect sources into finding out the why. Obviously, it's a
not the how, right? Yeah. Because they keep focusing on the how.
You're not going to get rid of the problem. You abolish guns. There's still going to be crazy people that want to kill other people.
Right.
This guy, if he didn't have access to guns, wouldn't he have set off some kind of explosives at the concert?
Well, did you see he had explosive devices as well?
Yes, in his apartment, it was filled
in his car. We'll get to those details coming up in a second about the latest facts from the shooting in Las Vegas, the mass murder in Las Vegas by that guy Stephen Paddock coming up in a couple of minutes. But yeah, Cal, I was focusing on that last night and kept thinking about it. That
let's say guns never existed. Let's say we never invented the gun and the bullet. Mm-hmm. Would that change the fact that there are, you know, mentally ill people that want to cause harm? No.
Cain killed Abel with a rock.
Exactly.
Do you know why, though, that they run to it? These emotional people on the left, the liberals, the politicians, the Democrats who run to this as soon as the first body falls, gun control. The reason they do it is probably twofold off the top of my head. Number one, they are over emotional people. Nothing wrong with being emotional. Emotions are good. They're valuable. You should cherish them. Over-emotional is where your emotions control you. We all have those moments in life. A loved one dies and you break down in public or something. That's normal. But these people are over-emotional constantly. Their emotion control them even irrationally. And then number two, they react that way. They see it. Oh, I don't know what to do. And they can't keep it together. Number two, that they know that they will accomplish more of their agenda if they do it while other people are emotional. And that's the truth. That's the reason they react so quickly. Would these caring people ever tolerate Donald Trump politicizing a tragedy?
Of course not. If
Donald Trump came out. They were still getting reports. It may be 20. Oh, wait, it's 30 people. Oh, wait, it's 50 people. If he had come out and in his press conference yesterday had gone off on the mayor of San Juan or some other political issue, this is why we need to repeal Obamacare. Even if it was a tie-in. Well, look, people are dying and we need good health care, Obamacare, tax reform, whatever it is. What would they have done?
They would have ripped him a new one.
They would have laid him on public. They would have attacked him. Look at you politicizing it. But it's okay with them because, again, they're over-emotional and their agenda seems noble to them. It's not just about good health. It's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag What I Learned Today. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.